It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Today, Judge Stephen Rhodes ruled that while the city of Detroit did not negotiate with creditors in good faith, it did file for bankruptcy in good faith. His ruling makes Detroit eligible to file for the largest municipal bankruptcy in this country's history. David Shepherdson, Washington reporter with the Detroit News, joins us now. David, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks.
So Judge Rhodes covered a lot of ground in his ruling. Give us an overview of how he came to this decision.
The key findings were that the city had met the multi-part legal test for a Chapter 9 bankruptcy filing, that it had proceeded in good faith, and that it was financially insolvent. The only real issue where the judges tweaked the city was for the negotiations with creditors. He said that while the city did not negotiate properly, he deemed that it was impractical to negotiate with so many creditors in such a short time, so he approved the petition that the city was eligible. Most interesting thing probably is that he ruled that, in fact, pension cuts are permissible, that despite the protection of the Michigan Constitution, the city is allowed to seek to cut the pensions, but he said he would not make a final ruling on the extent of pension cuts he would approve until he saw a final restructuring plan to ensure that those pension cuts were fair and equitable, along with other creditors who will have to take cuts.
So the big question now, of course, is what happens next?
Well, now the clock is really ticking. The city wants to file it's called a plan of adjustment, its proposal how it will cut its $18.5 billion in debt. And this is really where the real negotiations begin. You know, the creditors were not successful in knocking the city out of bankruptcy in the initial eligibility stage. And this is what has been the case in other bankruptcies, the real kind of key time for both sides to negotiate. Because remember, unlike when a business files for bankruptcy, if the creditors don't like the restructuring plan, they can push for the business to be liquidated and the assets to be divided among the creditors. You can't liquidate a city, so it does put some pressure on all the sides to try to reach a deal. Today, the city said it'd like to do it by December 31st, but conceded it might not happen until the end of May because of deadlines slipping and talks and other sort of issues.
You know, we can talk about the city of Detroit, but we're really talking about people who live in the city, pensioners who are living in other parts of the state and the country. What does this mean for them?
For some people, it truly is devastating. And that's why, you know, people living on fixed incomes, there's certainly some of the pension recipients who are not wealthy and really do survive on these pensions. And frankly, there's a lot of details that have yet to be filled in. You know, the city says there's a $3.5 billion unfunded pension obligation. All they've said is that of $11 billion in general obligation debt, which includes that $3.5 billion, they are proposing to swap that for a $2 billion promise to pay, which is basically 18 cents on the dollar. It's not clear over what period of time people would receive that money. So there are a lot of questions to be answered. How much would pensions be cut? Would those pension cuts protect the lowest income individuals? Would they be across the board? And so certainly there are a lot of retirees who are very nervous.
You know, I'm taking away from your answers that it's likely to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, remember the emergency manager has said, hey, I want to spend a significant money on improving city services. Well, that's not going to happen until a final plan of adjustments approved. So don't look for any big influx of spending, you know, realistically, 6 months or so until this plan gets approved, and a lot of things could change certainly then.
It's a long road ahead.
The city is not unlike a massive battleship that has been slowly edging toward disaster for years and years. It's been an ongoing tragedy for decades, and you know, you hope that this is finally a turning point, you know, for this city.
David Shepherdson is Washington reporter for the Detroit News. David, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks.